different types of glaucoma. The most common one is the one I'm working on, which is called primary open-angle glaucoma. And essentially, it looks like the anatomy of the eye is normal in this condition, so there's no obvious reason, really, how this disease occurs.
So what would your research be looking into?
So we know glaucoma has a genetic basis. And, for example, if you have an affected family member, then you have a more or less a tenfold increased chance of developing the disease. And at the moment, there's only four genes known to cause glaucoma. And together, all the mutations in these four genes account for something like less than 10% of all cases of glaucoma. So that indicates that there's certainly at least one and probably many more genes still to be discovered that causes glaucoma. So this particular research project is looking at a very unique family with glaucoma, and it's unique in terms of the way that they inherit the disease through the generations. So as well as having a very defined inheritance pattern in this family, the family has also been very well characterized in the clinic, so we definitely know we're dealing with this form of glaucoma. And because there's so many affected family members, we've been able to do some DNA analysis and find a particular region where we think the gene's located.
So you're looking more for prevention rather than cure?
In the first instance, you've always got to start off finding where the gene is, what the actual gene is and what it does. And once you have that sort of information, then in the long term, you can start thinking whether therapy is possible.
Now, you've received a grant from Fight for Sight. What does a grant body like Fight for Sight mean to researchers like yourself?
Fight for Sight is really very important to eye researchers, especially in the UK. In this day and age, getting research funding is becoming increasingly difficult to secure. So Fight for Sight really is vital. As Dolores said to you, it's the sort of premier funding agency in the UK for eye research.
And I believe you even did your bit to help raise funds as well.
Yes, I did. I've recently just come back from cycling a stage of the Tour de France. Just one stage, I hasten to add.
Just the one. So how was that?
It was an absolutely fantastic experience. It was really good. Thoroughly enjoyed it. The locals turned out in huge numbers, just like you see in the Tour de France itself, cheering us on. And when we were climbing up the last mountain, which was a real biggie, and we were doing it in 33 degrees C, they were running along the side of you, pouring water over you to cool you down. So it was a great experience.
Fantastic. Dolores, just finally, if people would like to find out any more information about Fight for Sight, how can they do that?
Yes, you can look on our website at www.fightforsight.org.uk, or alternatively, you can ring us on 0207 090 7937, and I'd be very happy to help you with any queries. Thank
well,
you.
Long may the work continue, and good luck with the research. For the moment, to Dr. Dolores Conroy and Dr. Forbes Manson, thank you both for joining me on Insight Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much.